Ladies and gentlemen, yep. Brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then Val. Read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
There you go, and the Valentine's fun continuing for today's Odd News. First story, Val.
All right, a Valentine's Day surprise in Ohio went spectacularly wrong last week after a man accidentally sent a romantic group text meant for his partner to more than 40 coworkers, including his boss and the company's human resource department. According to multiple employees, the message sent late in the evening included affectionate language, pet names, and a detailed plan for a Valentine's getaway. The sender reportedly realized the mistake only after receiving a reply from a coworker asking whether the message was meant for internal distribution. By the following morning, the message had already been screenshotted, discussed, and unofficially titled the most aggressive team bonding exercise of 2026. The sender issued a company-wide apology email acknowledging the error and blaming autocorrect, exhaustion, and trusting technology too much. Same excuse we've used before. Human resource sources confirmed no disciplinary action was taken. But employees say the incident has permanently changed how meetings feel, particularly when the sender speaks.
Additional note to this story, he's now been put in charge of all corporate mergers.
Nothing says workplace transparency like accidental intimacy.
Oh, I have a sound effect for that one. What did they have to say about him?
He's fat, he's a fool, and he's an embarrassment to ninjas everywhere.
Oh, ninja.
Ninja.
New Jersey, a retired teacher returned a library cookbook nearly 50 years overdue after finding it while downsizing. Library waived all fees and thanked her publicly, calling it one of the longest overdue returns they'd ever seen, nearly as old as her pot roast.
A new delicious Soylent Green, the miracle food of high-energy plankton, gathered from the oceans of the world.
Soylent Green is people!
Now you know what she's cooking.
Exactly.
50 years.
Needed a recipe for it. And in Tokyo, a new smart home health watch AI monitoring system alerted emergency responders after detecting prolonged inactivity in an elderly resident's bathroom. First responders found the individual dehydrated but safe, crediting the smart system with preventing a more serious medical emergency.
Future's helpful and invasive.
I'm sorry, but I just like to touch human skin through a surgical glove, that's all. You're gonna be in perfect health before you die.
Oh, good. Good for her. honestly, if I play that again, I'm pretty sure that's the way I want to go out.
I just got to say, her AI isn't like Nigel at all. No. I mean, hers is creepy enough to enter the bathroom with you.
Let us know if anything like that happens this week, Val, please. All right. Take us to Pennsylvania.
Police in Pennsylvania say a man was arrested last week after allegedly attempting to rob a convenience store using a handwritten note and then apologizing mid-robbery when the clerk started laughing. According to authorities in Lancaster County, the suspect entered the store late Friday night and passed the cashier a note demanding money. The clerk reportedly laughed after reading it, believing it was a joke due to spelling errors and the phrase, "Please don't panic." Or maybe you should panic, but don't panic. But maybe you should. Surveillance footage shows a suspect becoming visibly uncomfortable, apologizing, and asking for the note back before leaving the store empty-handed. Police were able to identify and arrest the suspect using security footage and license plate readers nearby. No injuries were reported, and investigators say the man admitted he didn't think it through.
Here's what the police had to say.
He's fat, he's a fool, and he's an embarrassment to ninjas everywhere.
Oh! Nothing escalates a crime faster than polite uncertainty.
Is this what happens when anxiety becomes a felony?
Yeah. Do the next one. That's even better.
He didn't abort the mission. The mission rejected him.
Firefighters in British Columbia responded to an unusual emergency over the weekend after a man became trapped inside a donation bin while attempting to retrieve clothing he had previously dropped off. Officials say the incident happened early Saturday morning in Surrey, where the man climbed into the metal bin headfirst and became stuck when the door closed behind him. Bystanders heard shouting and called emergency services. Fire crews arrived and carefully cut open the container to free him because they couldn't get the lid open with him in there. Man was not seriously injured, but was treated for mild hypothermia and embarrassment. Authorities reminded the public that donation bins are designed to prevent entry and that removing items can be dangerous.
You know, what he didn't know, and maybe he would after listening to Scott and Val Save the Universe, that once you donate it, it belongs to the universe.
Yeah, my question from the story is how do they treat you for hypothermia and embarrassment? Is it coffee and videos of other people getting hurt? It worked for me.
Misery loves company.
All right, let's see what the police had to say about this one.
He's fat, he's a fool, and he's an embarrassment to ninjas everywhere.
I'm detecting a pattern.
Yeah, I am too.
After Texas.
Animal control officers in Texas say a loose pet zebra was safely captured after spending several hours wandering through a residential neighborhood and briefly disrupting morning traffic. The zebra was reported early Monday in a subdivision outside Houston, where residents spotted it trotting between houses and grazing near parked cars. Authorities determined the animal had escaped from a nearby private property where it was being kept legally under exotic animal permits. Officers used food and calm handling techniques to guide the zebra into a trailer without incident. No injuries were reported, and officials say the owner is cooperating with authorities while fencing is being reviewed.
Nice, nice. I once used a zebra in a jailbreak and blended right in.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, that's right. A zebra. Right in front of me. Can I shoot it?
Negative.
I wish you could have shot it. I looked out the window and I said, Val, your rideshare's here. All right. How about a dark Valentine, Val? Wrap up the show.
It'll fit right in.
All right. Police in Missouri say Valentine's Day proposal ended in arrest after a man staged a fake traffic stop to surprise his girlfriend and instead triggered a real emergency response.
Oh, no.
According to authorities, the man used flashing lights mounted on his personal vehicle to pull his girlfriend over late last week, intending to propose on the side of the road with the flowers and the ring. Yes. Passing motorists believe the stop was suspicious, called 911 to report a possible impersonation of law enforcement. Real police arrived moments later to find the man kneeling beside the car holding a ring and wearing no uniform, credentials, or explanation that satisfied officers. He's taken into custody for impersonating a police officer. The proposal did not proceed as planned. Officials say the man admitted he wanted to make the moment memorable. Police say it was just not the way he intended. No injuries reported. The ring was recovered. The relationship status was not. Wow. Wow.
Nothing says, will you marry me, like felony adjacent behavior.
She wanted commitment. He delivered consequences.
Is bad judgment a love language now?
I think it is. If it is, I'm in luck. And this is why Val Redneck surprises always need risk assessment.
For sure. I'm thinking, though, for me personally, the police kind of overreacted to the situation.
I think so, too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he wasn't, like, in a uniform or anything like that. They should have just, yeah. But anyway, no sense of humor.
Yeah, rumor has it she was bummed out there was no sirens.
When the brass learns the truth about me, they'll say, ship them home in irons for impersonating an officer, something like that.
And Weird Lonnie is in here for impersonating a moose.
You know how many guys were arrested last year for impersonating a cop? There's more guys out there impersonating cops than there are actual cops.
It's true what they say, cops and women don't mix. It's like eating a spoonful of Drano. Sure, it'll clean you out, but it'll leave you hollow inside.
Yeah, it will. Even if you're impersonating a cop, it does not mix with women at all.
No. Leave you hollow inside.
Always. Been hollow 3 times. All right. As we close up the show, don't forget, it's your chance to Farkle with Scott and Val, as Val has created a beautiful Farkle board with the Northern Lights and Bigfoot. All you have to do to win this is follow us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. So easy to find us. We are the only Scott and Val Save the Universe radio show podcast in America. Can you believe that?
I can't.
Yeah. We're like original. You don't find that anymore. Do that on both of them. You'll automatically be entered in the contest, which we were going to be drawing on our first show after the end of the month.